When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. I was telling Cakes, I get a kick out of that guy, first round mock who we had on the show. Because that guy will take some Twitter victory laps.
Sure. Who was he against? He was against Caleb, right?
He was against Caleb. I think he said undrafted.
But he's all over the place.
Yeah.
His top graded quarterback heading into the draft, if my memory serves correct, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, he was a big Rattler guy.
Okay, so, I mean, you have to take him with a grain of salt.
But he just tweeted out stats and it just said 27th QBR Anthony Richardson, 28th QBR Caleb Williams, number 30 QBR Will Levis. I assume he was anti all of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, Levis and Richardson, they were mostly drafted on physical potential. Because they didn't have these super long, successful college careers. That guy likes to take a nice victory lap.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up EV's entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner, EB.
That's right. Sorry, I don't have the read in front of me. Cakes, this it?
Well, for the ultimate buying experience, EB.
I got to do it. I got to read it. Man, I need readers. The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager now. Or check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Love BMW Fairfax. Mine needs a wash, by the way, Cakes. Something I need to do today.
Take it over there. Michelle will take care of it.
Do you know that somebody...
Don't they have a car wash like 2 blocks from here? Boop, boop. Right there.
I don't know.
I pay the $30 or whatever to get one, like whenever I want to go.
Oh, you got a monthly pass?
I got a monthly pass. I should, yeah. I got it. But I go in spurts. Sometimes I go months without going, and then I feel bad, and then I go 4 times in a week, and then I go months without going in.
I'm not the greatest car walk. Like, I'll do it from time to time, but if I see somebody that has... bird poo like all over their car.
Bird poo.
It's like, and I don't mean bird poo. No, I don't mean just like one or two here or there, because that can happen to anybody.
Like if a you flock your of guard birds down. Pooped on your car.
When there's 50 bird poos on a car,
right?
And people don't either wash it themselves or take it to a car wash. I get out of my car and I do this. I go, ugh. I just gotta give. It's like it's kind of cringeworthy. Like,
right?
Do they not? Do they not see
they just don't
way
care.
Their
They're
car
oblivious.
Looks?
They don't care.
I'm not a big car wash guy. Like,
I'm not
honestly,
either, but if I have more than 5 bird poos on my car... Yeah,
that's the limit, five.
I got a guy, so I'll have it taken care of.
I might do it 3 or 4 times, but my son has a beater car.
Yeah. Okay?
I bought him a beater. Man, whatever. It's 10 years old. Nissan Versa. It looked so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think he parks right underneath trees all the time.
Sure.
All right, and bad. The leaves are coming down or whatever. It didn't look like the color of his car at all. It was completely gone. I was like, dude, you got to get a car wash.
Yeah, he needs to get it taken care of. Even beaters shouldn't be covered in bird dookie. Like, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah, it's also can't be good for the paint or whatever, even if you don't care about your car.
Hey, I wanted to ask you this, though. You mentioned monthly thing. So I saw a commercial the other
day. Trying to bum rush my EP. I see what you're doing. I hear sabotage.
Care. I tried to.
You're a saboteur.
I tried to get you to do EP earlier in the show.
I wanted more time.
Has anybody here, the three of us, three of them behind the glass, used Rocket? It's not Rocket Mortgage. The one that says that you get the app and it will go through all your subscriptions and figure out those subscriptions that you don't need.
I probably have a
thousand. Has anybody used that? That commercial is very intriguing to me. Nobody here.
Nope. Apparently it's not catching on, JP.
I wonder if it works.
But why don't you try it? Why don't you open up your cheeks and try it? Because
you probably have to pay for that and you end up like paying more for Rocket than...
You definitely have to pay for that service, but if you pay $10 a month for that service, it's better than leaking $50 a month for the subs you're not using.
Yeah.
You know what's great for that is I had some fraudulent charges on my card, so I had to order another card. And then you forget about everything you have that's auto pay.
Right.
And you can make a decision about what you need, what you don't need.
Right.
I didn't realize I was spending this much on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's silly. It's one of the perks about fraudulent charges.
Right. People can tweet me at Glass Joe JP. It's not Rocket Mortgage, whatever the heck it is. I'm intrigued by that app.
Rocket Money.
Rocket Money.
Rocket Bulb.
Speaking of money. All right, this jumped out at me, Cakes, and it's a huge story in the entertainment world. Dwayne Johnson's $200 million movie opened to $34
million. Red One, I believe, is the title.
That doesn't sound great. This is supposed to be their big Christmas bonanza. Is it a Christmas movie?
It is a Christmas movie, yes.
It's very goofy. Like, if you watch the trailers, they're like fighting snowmen.
I believe the premise of the movie is Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
Yeah.
And I guess The Rock and Chris Evans are trying to get him back. I'll never see that movie ever.
But it's a Christmas movie, so it's going to build up for the next month.
And they'll make it year after year after year, though.
No, but like it's not going to disappear after this week. Also, it's getting 90% from people who went and saw the movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So it's getting...
People
like it who've seen it.
Huh.
Hmm.
It looks so goofy to me.
Maybe I should give it a chance. I don't know. Not sure.
So, I'm fascinated by this. The whole Brianna chicken fry breakup with Zach Bryan.
I am not fascinated by it, but I know what you're speaking of.
Okay. So Brianna Chicken Fry, she's a Barstool personality, and you know, actually Brett had her out at least once or twice to Sup Dogs.
Hey, if you have chicken in your name, you're always welcome. Come on in.
And fry.
She went public like a week or two ago, and she said that the Bryan people actually offered her $12 million to sign an NDA.
Yeah.
And God bless her, she said no.
Yeah.
She says, you're not going to buy my silence.
It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah. She's like, I'll get my own
you're
money.
You're going to put a piece of paper in front of me. It says, sign this, and you get $12 million not to talk about somebody? Please give me that paper.
She had claimed, you know, that he was like kind of like emotionally abusive and that sort of thing. And I thought about it and go, yeah, that must be really pretty abusive, like to offer $12 million. Like, what is he hiding? And now she claims she's got a video of him, like, throwing stuff at her.
And I said this last week, I think, when this story first came up. If he didn't know how to play guitar and sing, he's like a four. I mean, he's also
a short knocker.
He's just a dork-a-rama.
Right.
And there's no way he's pulling a chick that looks like that if he is, like,
supposedly
working at a bank.
Did we talk about this here? That other artists say he's a douche. He's kind of known
for
being a douche.
I know nothing.
But she claims she has video of him throwing objects at her. And I guess she's threatening this because I'm trying to piece this together. I don't have the whole story, so I'm sure you can correct me where I'm wrong. Is he trolling her by posting pictures of her cat? So is he like is he keeping the cat or something? Is this all about a pet?
I don't know.
She says if he keeps posting pics and videos of her cat, then she's going to share a clip of where he's whipping S at my face.
It's a bad breakup. There's two sides to every story. Maybe he kidnapped her cat. Maybe it was both her cats, and she's just telling her side of the story. You don't know. He hasn't said anything. I think it's unfair to just believe whatever a chick who was dumped by a guy take her work for everything. That,
but, I mean, but, she was madly in love with him until he dumped her.
Okay, but why'd they offer $12 million to sign an NDA?
I don't know. And I don't even know if that's true. $12 million. Nobody knows. NDAs also, Antonio Brown, I saw him ranting about it on Twitter. He said every celebrity offers
Literally every single one. Except that Zach Bryan, supposedly his net worth currently, believe it or not, is allegedly around $12 million. Now, they know he's going to make tens of millions in his career, hundreds of millions, because he's a superstar.
Newsflash. Rock stars are a-holes.
I mean, you got a relationship with your team, Zach.
I'm not on team.
I'm team chicken fry.
I don't care about either one. I just think it's, I'm tired of hearing about
that's
one
the team
side,
I'm on.
On one person's side of the relationship.
All right, what if she releases the video of him chucking stuff at her?
Then Zach Bryan's probably a bad guy. She might be a bad girl. I don't know. Like, he's not saying anything. She could be crazy, too.
She might be crazy.
What does she talk about on her show?
She just like
I've never heard of her.
I don't really watch her show that she does with her like BFF, but I know she does.
I mean, I've only heard of her on this show.
Yeah. She does a show with Portnoy and this other TikTok kid. You know, they talk about celebrities. They talk about dumb stuff. They talk about literally nothing of value.
It's not highbrow like this show.
Yeah, it's not like this is like educating.
This think tank.
They don't give you Taysom Hill nuggets like Cakes does.
All right,
I'm gonna stew on that for the rest of the month.
I know you're desperate for me to get to this story, so I'm gonna do it for you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Urkel, Jaleel White. Did you guys see the story?
No, but I know that you've always talked about Urkel and like a couple other people being part of some... underground.
Gay underground.
Gay Hollywood underground.
Now that stuff's way more real than you realize. But I have no idea about Urkel in particular there. But he claims that they had to take away his suspenders and tight high-waisted pants in season 8 because he had too big of a bulge. Oh,
really? He'd outgrown his Urkel outfit?
He had outgrown the outfit, and he had to hide.
It's always who you least suspect. Yeah.
His package.
He holding. Urkel holding.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
That just made Valdez's day. Look at that smile.
Valdez, you know, put this right under the top story. Yeah. He wanted me to get to this so bad.
Did I do that?
You guys don't know his alter ego's name? When he went into the machine and became out super smooth?
No.
I've heard of it.
I don't think I ever watched Family Matters.
I'm going to be pissed when you say it.
I didn't watch the show.
Yeah, the first letter. First letter.
Well, it's a playoff Steve Urkel.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stefan Urkel.
Yeah, everyone remembers Stefan Urkel.
Everybody on that side of the glass does. Yeah, I mean, this side, a lot of blank faces.
What did they call Fridays?
TGIF.
Yeah, TGIF. It was just TGIF.
Yeah, of course.
You love
different generation.
You went to dinner there on this past week.
I didn't know. I don't know the lineup from TGIF.
You don't know Family Matters and then Step by Step.
Nobody remembers that.
These guys do.
You guys love Richie Cunningham trivia?
Yes. Yeah.
That's more about you.
We're old.
If you give me Fonzie trivia, I'm going to knock it out of the park.
Hey, fellas, you know, Thanksgiving means food, family, and of course, football. And to make your holiday tailgate even better, How about the Thanksgiving must-have, Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka? I had a soccer party yesterday, a big hit with the Surfside. They're delicious, perfect for any Friendsgiving or family gathering, available in convenient variety. 8 packs, each can of Surfside, only 100 calories. And the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. So you can sip, relax, and cheer on your team all day long. Ask for Surfside iced tea and vodka at your local bars and liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.